Michigan based singer and songwriter, that's Kitty Donahoe. Speaking of Michigan, Mustard's Retreat will be in next week. Longtime Saturday Light Brigade favorites, Mustard's Retreat, as they've continued what they call the Defiantly Hopeful Tour. And we're pleased to have them joining us today. They'll be here next week at 11 o'clock. Today, at 11 o'clock Eastern, our pleasure to welcome the reunion of Coal Train, the band that took everybody, including us, by storm about 20 years ago. They are back, the original lineup. Ben Hartledge on guitar, David Long on mandolin, John McFarlane on fiddle, Ben Opie on clarinet, and Nathan Peck on upright bass. They are going to be playing live at King Fly Spirits in the Strip District of Pittsburgh at 8 o'clock this evening, November 16th, 2024. And we're so happy that they're going to preview that show with us a little bit later this morning, 11 o'clock. You'll want to be here. They are amazing musicians. They each have very extensive careers and projects on their own, and it's nice that they're back again to perform together.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Good morning to Chess. Thank you for playing along. I see you got the correct answer to our high clue as well. And our thank you to you if you've made a contribution recently to SLB. We will be beginning our year-end donor drive soon. December 3rd is Giving Tuesday. I want to encourage you as we approach Giving Tuesday to consider the many nonprofits that make a difference in your life or a difference in how you feel about the world that you live in. Giving Tuesday is a great opportunity to do that, and I hope you'll join Ricky and me in supporting lots of organizations that we care about. If you want to get a jump start on supporting SLB, you can simply go to slbradio.org/donate or call us at the usual numbers, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234, and we can easily and securely process a donation that way. Thanks also to Stu and Sarah for your generous support. Coming up, the Sound Hound challenges you, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry. This is the show, Indiana. WMCO NewCon, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana. WMCO New Concord, Ohio. KRDP, Apache Junction. Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix. WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia. MountainStreamsRadio.org, Tube City Online, at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
You're my little potato. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. They dug you up. You come from underground. The world is big, so big, it's very big. To you, it's new to you. You're my little potato, you're my little potato. You're my little potato, dug you up. You come from underground. Let's talk about and things to eat, like apples and cheese, and bananas and cream, jellies and butter. It's late at night, I hope this little bottle helps you go to sleep. They must have grown you wild to make a grown man a child. I'll go and play in the mud to be with you, my spud. Potato, when you came out looking red as a beet, you had wrinkles on the bottoms of your feet. Oh, oh, now you are so sweet potato. You're my sweet potato. You're my sweet potato. Dug you up. You come from underground. You smile. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. They dug you up. You come from underground. My little potato, you're my little potato.
There is a Saturday Light Brigade classic. It has welcomed new ones into the world for three generations, Metamora and Little Potato.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
That was the voice of Travis, who is a senior at City High and working with us as an intern throughout the fall. If you would like to take part in our youth media programs, the SLB Youth Media Center is open 5 days a week for teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression. Activities are free. Upcoming programs include workshops on audio dramas. That's November 19th. Zine making on November 23rd. We also have weekly open mics, Thursdays at 4 o'clock, and open studio hours Monday through Thursdays, 3 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. More details at ymc.slbradio.org. If you know a teen who might be curious about media making, please spread the word to that teen or that teen's family members. ymc.slbradio.org. Activities are free, and one of the best parts of it are we have some wonderful staff people here that will provide mentoring and just the right amount of support and assistance as might be needed by the individual who's visiting us. Well, the sound hound says he's ready to provide the sound for today, so get ready. He'll reveal the sound and give you an opportunity to join us on the radio as you see if you can solve today's puzzle. That will be coming up in just a moment. Otis and Larkin are dancing with potatoes. There they are, right in front of the fireplace. Hello, you two. What a great picture. They're dancing, each with a potato that only have eyes for you. Thank you, Tegan, for sending that to us. They are in the North Hills, and Otis and Larkin, you're incredible dancers. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. The Sound Hound is ready to share sounds. And here we go. Here is the sound. Can you identify this? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Once again, 412-200-5975. That's this morning's Sound Hound puzzle. And thank you, Sound Hound. We'll give you a little food as we listen to some music to think by. This is George Harrison. Good luck with our Sound Hound puzzle. Easy boy, easy.
It's sunshine life for me. If I could get away from this cloud over me, seems to just follow me around. It's sunshine life.
I'll roll when the wheel won't go. Roll on, buddy, roll on easy. How can I roll when the wheel won't go? Roll on, buddy, roll on easy. I looked at the sun. The boss, he looked shy. I looked at the sun, sun looked low. I asked the boss, was it time to go? He said, roll on, buddy, roll on easy.
Before that, you heard George Harrison and Sunshine, Life for Me. And you might remember Ringo Starr doing that song on the album with the big letters R-I-N-G-O on the cover. Here's the sound that we're looking for. We do not have a correct answer as of yet. 412-200-5975. I'll try to find a longer version of that song if the Sound Hound will let me. I'll also update you with respect to some of the incorrect guesses that have come in thus far. Good morning to Millie. Thank you for your request. We'll try to get that on as soon as we can. So nice to hear from you today. Tom in McCandless thinks that our sound might be grinding a single batch of coffee beans or another grain or coins falling out of a container. Here's another version of the sound. Now, that's a little soft. I'll bring that up if I need to. Let's see if this one's a little better. Another one. That one's good. Let me make that a little bit louder so you can hear it. Here it is. 412-200-5975. The Sound Hound's got a real challenge going today. Here is the original sound as offered by him. Mr. Sound Hound, if you would, please. Yes, that one I think is the most definitive. Dust Bowl Jack thought it might be the Connect Four game. It's not that, nor is it Kerplunk. That's what Pudge thought it might be. Lots of guesses are coming in, and thinking about a game, you're on the right track. John in Economy Borough thought it might be quarters spilling out onto a metal table top. Not that. In fact, this item is not made of metal, at least not generally. It's usually made of wood, sometimes plastic. Tommy just got the correct answer. Well done, Tommy. In Virginia, the first person to get it. Caden has Jenga blocks. Caden, that's a great answer. And Annie, Caden's mom, has it exactly, perfectly correct. Well done. And Tegan has some guesses from the family. Otis thinks it's the start of a chainsaw, and I can kind of hear that, but it's not the start of a chainsaw. And let's see the additional answers that are coming in. Otis thinks it's the start of a chainsaw. Larkin thinks it could be a bulldozer. Drew thinks it's either opening a window curtain or a lazy Susan. And Tegan thinks it's the sound of duct tape being pulled from the roll. I can hear all of those things, but it's something different. And we'll see before I dot all the I's. I'd need a lot of dots, but before I do that, we'll let you work on the sound a little bit more. Bruce thought it might be a bunch of coins or washers being dumped on a table. A number of people thinking that. Mrs. Edwards also thought about change coming from a cash register, the kind that spits out the exact change into a little cup. 412-200-5975. Lego pieces was an initial guess that Caden had. Caden's mom also thought about coins spilling. Oh, Larry in Elwood City thought of dumping Scrabble squares. So close. Not that. Tommy thought of Venetian blinds. 412-200-5975. Jim thought of Scrabble tiles as well. Tommy thought of Jenga blocks, but a little too rhythmic, he says. And here are a few more coming in. 412-200-5975. Here is the correct answer from Judy in Whitehall. Good morning, Judy. Judy thought it might be a manual lawnmower, and then Judy came up with the correct answer. Well done, Judy. So far, a correct answer up from Judy and also from Annie. And here is Patrick. in South Park. Oh, so close. Patrick has a guess of bingo balls. Not exactly close, but a good guess. There are numbers involved with what we're looking for. 412-200-5975. Roberta of Gibsonia thought it might be Scrabble tiles. Scrabble tiles is such a great answer, but it's not that. I don't know if I could make it any more black and white for you. The sound seems relatively straightforward, doesn't it? And before I add any dots to bring the game to a close, we'll give you just another moment or two to come up with the correct answer at 412-200-5975. Good morning to Carrie in Oil City. Carrie just came up with the correct answer. So we have Judy with the correct answer as well. And Tommy in Virginia came up with it too. Judy is in Whitehall. And Annie came up with the correct answer, listening with Caden. And I believe I've now identified all of the correct answers. Brian had a guess of dice. I know where you're coming from, but not dice. No dice, as they say. John and Annie in East Deer, you get our weekend off to a good start. They just got the correct answer. Tom and McCandless got it. And Ralph and Donna say it must be a New Year's Eve cranky noisemaker thingy. He means that spinning metallic object that has that little piece of metal that goes... It's not that, but a good guess. Did you come up with it? Soundhound, what do you say? Can we identify it? You stumped a lot of people today. It's the sound of dominoes set up in a row and falling over. In that case, very quickly. But you've likely seen some of those large domino layouts where you knock one over and they go for a long time. That's the sound we were looking for, the sound of dominoes. Congratulations if you came up with the answer. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Afterthoughts puzzle in about 10 minutes. By the way, in an hour, the Hank Pink game is going to come your way just after 9:30. So in about an hour, that's always been a favorite game. I never heard this. Tommy said that dice are sometimes called galloping dominoes. I like it. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, and congratulations if you came up with dominoes. I'll give the Soundhound a little water as you listen to this song. Thank you, boy.
There's a yellow bug light on the front porch shining, iced tea cooling in the fridge of there. It's Saturday night and you're all invited to bring along the babies and the folding chair. Cause daddy's up cranking on the ice cream freezer, mama putting icing on a chocolate cake, brother's getting blankets for a pallet on the breezeway, sister trying to listen to the hit parade. They'll be clicking and clacking on the folding table, Patty Page singing on the radio. Kids and kinfolk, friends and neighbors, sitting in the kitchen and playing domino.
Sitting in the kitchen and playing domino.
Sitting in the kitchen and playing domino. Ladies in pretty print flower sack dresses, men wearing overalls and gabardines, little girls in cotton knits and oh God bless us, little boys in Buster Browns and all blue jeans. Eating cornbread crumbled in a glass of sweet milk, light crust biscuits and cold fried ham, wild plum cobbler smooth as corn silk, sourdough bread and elderberry jam. They'll be clicking and clacking on the folding table, Patty Page singing on the radio. Kids and kinfolk, friends and neighbors, sitting in the kitchen and playing domino.
Sitting in the kitchen and playing domino.
Sitting in the kitchen and playing domino. Everybody's voting for Eisenhower. Everybody wants to buy an Oldsmobile. Everybody's hoping for a summer shower. There's cotton eating water in everybody's field. Cause the week's all through and the work's all done up. It's time to throw your troubles out the back door screen. Playing 42 and talking till sun up. Climbing up tomorrow for the ordinary thing. They'll be clicking and clacking on the folding table, Patty Page singing on the radio. Kids and kinfolk, friends and neighbors, sitting in the kitchen playing domino.
Sitting in the kitchen and playing domino.
Sitting in the kitchen and playing domino.
Andy Wilkinson at the Saturday Light Brigade playing dominoes. And some guesses I didn't get a chance to acknowledge. Rich in Edinburgh, good morning. Thought it might be turning a bingo wheel. And we also had a guess from Kevin. There it is, Kevin. Thought all he had the same guess, that it might be a bingo spinner like you see at a chuck-a-luck game, at a firefighters festival, or a church festival. We're looking for falling dominoes. I've never really made one of those falling domino stacks of appreciable length, but I've know people who love to do that. Here is the sound again. And just quickly, dominoes falling. Congratulations if you came up with it. And another chance coming up to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Afterthoughts puzzle, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Millie, this is for you.
We've now reached the audience participation portion of our album. This is an old sing-along song, and what we'd like for you to do is to listen to the chorus of this song and then sing along with us. We'll go through it once and then we want you all to sing along. A sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem in downtown Persia. He took a sip of coffee, just a drip, and he said to his servant, "Curse ya! Ah, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya!
That's the worst cup of coffee in Persia. Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots, sent in coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
You got it? Well, join right in.
In days of old, when nice and men were bold, and whiskey was much cheaper, Ben Turpin rode to a coffee shop and showed his pistols to the keeper. He said, stand and deliver, can't you see that I'm all a quiver? Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my tot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots, sent in coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. When Bonaparte found that he was in the cart and he lost that Waterloo fight, he gave his sword to Wellington, my lord, and he said, those bitches can't have that. Now you've had your Waterloo, say, tell me what am I having with you, say. Kiss, element is a baby, give a kiss, give me a baby, give a kiss, give a kiss, kiss. Yes, my dance, pretty when it did a kitty and a pit, a kit, a kit, and kitty pits, and can give it best, the yet, and your step name. Give a kitty, give a kitty, and a kitty, give a kitty, better hit a kitty. Well, we didn't exactly expect you to sing along with that last part since it was in French. This is your last chance, however. It is the People Magazine version of this song, and it goes like this. Now King Solomon and his queen would carry on, so we heard in the ancient scandals. He bought her lots of silver coffee pots with diamond legs and handles. And said the queen of Sheba, I'd rather have any old Tiba. Cause everybody, all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots, sent in coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper coffee pot. Sent in coffee pots, they are no use to me. Okay, it's your turn.
All I want is proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper cup of pot. Iron cup of pot, sink in 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 cup of pot.
There you go. That's Trout Fishing in America. Specially requested this morning for Millie, who's tuned in. I just posted a video on Facebook that I thought you would really enjoy. Jim sent this along. This is an organization that wanted to call attention to recycling laptops. So what they did was they set up a bunch of laptops, and by a bunch, I mean 752, and I believe this was done in Belgium, and they fall over like dominoes. There's a little music in the background. Let me see if I can... You can hear them, can't you? You enjoy watching those, I think. Thank you, Jim, for sending those. Thoughts puzzle is going to be coming up shortly. We're so glad you're along with us today, by the way. If you're new to SLB, this is a program for everyone where radio creates community and builds community. We're glad you are here for us, and we're happy to be here for you.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Shop Small Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Thank you to Dave and Robin and also the Kukuro family for your support of SLB. A quick note that our year-end donor drive will be kicking off very soon. Giving Tuesday is December 3rd, and if you're a supporter of what we do here as a non-commercial public radio program and activities in our youth media center, including oral history collection, youth media creation, and more, we hope you'll consider supporting our work. The campaign begins soon, but if you would like to get us off to a good start, you can go to slbradio.org/donate or simply call us and we can securely process a donation by phone. Thank you. Now it's time to give you a chance to solve our afterthoughts puzzle. What one word naturally follows tail, wind, and bag? Tail, wind, and bag. One word comes after those. And if you would like to take a guess at what that word is, why not give us a call or text at 412-200-5975. You can also use Interact Live by going to slbradio.org/radio. Or use our toll-free number at 1-888-752-7234. What one word follows tail, wind, and bag? Good luck. Here's a group called Winter Lark.
Bravery is hard to weigh. You won't find it at your feet. A willingness to march through mud again. Maybe it's yourself. See something in your face. I can almost feel the sting. Instead of mumbling on about the past, knowing you can't change a thing. Sing to me about tomorrow. Both agree that's true.
know I'm loath to lie. I don't have any time for platitudes. Don't have any time to cry. Sing to me about tomorrow. Sing to me about tomorrow.
When you speak the language of your life, I do not know the story. The words are only sounds, and they leave my mind to wonder. Perhaps you speak of the mountains, or the child you used to be. Of the city Santiago, and the moment you were free to sing the songs of love, songs of hungry hearts, and of the dream. Do you speak of the dream when you speak the language of your love? I do not know the story. Words are only sounds, and they leave my mind to wonder. The dream. For when you sing your language, I feel love. Oh, now I know the story. The songs are mighty sounds, and they fill my mind with wonder. Dream, come fill my mind with wonder and sing to me the dream.
Isn't that nice to hear this morning? Sing to me the dream from Holly Near and Emma's Revolution. You also heard Sing to Me About Tomorrow from a new album I really like, titled by that same the group is called Winter Lark. Hello, Gail. Gail adds a lot of people adding clues to the ones we gave you. We said wind. As one of our clues, I have to be careful. I almost gave you the answer. We said tail, wind and bag. We're looking for the word that follows this. Gail and Stanton Heights suggested blow as another clue. And Tommy suggested we could add peace, P-E-A-C-E, clay, or lead as a clue. Barbara in Highland Park has the correct answer, as does Richard on the north side. And Angie in Myers, Pennsylvania. Barb came up with the correct answer. Barb is in Oakmont. Annie in eastern Pennsylvania got it. And the very first person to get it, Turkey City Arn. And here's John in Grove City with the correct answer. Thank you, John, for checking in. I've mentioned everybody, and we have Tom and Brian that are going to join us on the air. And you can join us, too, if you'd like, at 412-200-5975. Good morning to you, Tom. How are you?
Okay.
You want me to pipe up,
or should I talk?
Yes, you can. There's a lot of expressions with that word in it, like piping hot or to pipe up. But pipe indeed is correct.
So is the only windpipe the one in your throat, or like, you know, are there windpipes on buildings or anything like that?
Well, there are standpipes is a word. There's organ pipes. But I think windpipe is only used when it's referring to the trachea, I think.
So, you know, in North Park, there's that big tower. I don't know if you've seen it.
I have, yes.
And that's actually a standpipe.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, you know, standpipes, I guess, contain water. And, you know, if you look on the internet, you can see all kinds of designs for standpipes.
Interesting.
It's kind of like the cell phone towers, where they kind of disguise them as something else. And so they disguise water towers or standpipes as something else.
And it actually is going into the aquifer there?
Standpipe? Well, yep. Originally what they did was they pumped the water from the lake up to the tower. This was before they had, you know, the public water system. And then they would let gravity pull it down to distribute it through the park.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
And then there's another little interesting thing in the park. There's a pump house, okay? You can't really see it that well from the road. It's near the ice skating rink. Mm-hmm. And they would pump it up to the golf course. And at the highest point in the golf course, they had these tanks that they would pump the water into. And then they would take that water and distribute it. I would think they were just watering the greens. I don't think they watered the whole golf course. But they would water the different greens from those tanks. And you can go up there and kind of sneak walk down into the tanks. They're not that big. I was surprised. I was expecting a really big tanks. There's about maybe three or four of them. And one time I was in there and I saw these pieces of stone, and they all had numbers on them. And I kept thinking, what are those numbers? They did. They represented each of the first tee, the second tee, the third tee. So they must have had those stones over by the tees, and then for some reason decided they didn't want them anymore and stuck them over where the water tanks are.
You would make a good archaeologist or a forensic accountant.
Anyway.
Turkey City Arn just suggested stovepipe as another clue. That's a great one to add.
Do you know all the colors for your pipes?
I do not.
Well, like out on the street where they paint those different things?
Oh, blue.
Like yellow and blue and green.
I was going to say blue is usually for gas, I think.
Well, blue is water. Water, I think, is potable water. Yellow is gas.
Oh, that's right.
And then green might be when the water pipe comes, you know, like where they drain off the street, that kind of thing.
Stormwater.
Stormwater. And I'm trying to think what red is.
Huh.
And they had another color for, like, cables or, you know, electrical cables or, you know, communications cables and things like that. But they're all listed somewhere.
Oh, yes, here. And I found them as we were talking. It looks like maybe somebody can set us straight. Maybe one of the call before you dig people is
PA one call.
Before I tried to... Oh, these are in such small print. Blue is potable water, according to this. Yellow is gas, oil, steam, petroleum, or other gaseous materials. And these are for USA and Canada as determined by the APWA, whose acronym is not defined on this website. The
American Public Works Association.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with that too. Well, thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Take care. If you know more about that, let us know. Brian has the correct answer too. Brian, what did you come up with?
Pipe, my friend.
Pipe indeed.
Yeah, I love it.
It is. And well done. You came up with that quickly.
Are you doing good?
I'm doing well. Did you think up any other pipes you might add? We had bagpipe, windpipe.
Bagpipe, windpipe, sewage pipe.
Sewage pipe, that's a good one.
Yeah, think about it. It helps when with water and our toilets and everything else.
Now, those are green.
Drain pipe, you know.
According to this website, sewers and drain lines are green.
Nice.
Reclaimed water is purple. Orange is for communication, signal, conduit. Gosh, these colors.
There's a lot of pipes, you know.
Yes,
my
there
friend.
Are. There are, but who knew? Who knew that there was a color code for all these things? Actually, a lot.
I never knew it, but it's good that I do.
Yes, a lot of.
Hey, you. You guys be awesome and have fun, okay?
Will do. Thank you, Brian. And Sarah and James got the correct answer as well. It's nice to have you here along with us today. And Joan and Gideon, I hope, are listening too. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. A correct answer also from Susan, playing along on Facebook. It might have been the other Susan, but I think it was Susan. By the way, you can find us on social media at SLB Radio. And it's time for birthdays now at the Saturday Light Brigade. And as usual, quite a few folks have birthday greetings that have been sent in by friends and family members. And we begin today, November 16th, with Caitlin. Happy birthday to you. Kia of historic Brookville. Happy birthday from Mom, Dad, Buddy, and Gussie. Paloma from Aunt Susie. Edwina. Zena of North Braddock. Happy birthday to you today. Leah from Paul, Amy, and your brothers. And Cecilia, November 16th, and Jim, November 17th. happy birthday to the two of you of Black Ridge from Laura, Aaron, Jamie, Dale, Carson, Jay, Jason, Frankie, and Theo. We love you. Vincent and Helgi, happy anniversary today, November 16th. Tomorrow, we have Bill of Edgewood, Neloy of Oakland, John from Steve Terry and Ann, one of the Kellys, Susanna of Southold, New York, from Pete and the girls, Michael of Allison Park from your family, Gabriella from Kenny and Susanna of Wexford, and Hoke. On the 17th, we have Mason from D and Tom, and Millie. Happy birthday to Millie of Verona from San Carlato.
How old are you?
Turning to November 18th, Monday, happy birthday to Manny of McClellan Town, Antonio of McDonald, Naomi of Emsworth, and John of Castle Shannon. On Tuesday, the 19th, Christopher of Crafton from Mom, Dad, and Brianna. Claire of Cheswick. Wait, Claire of Cheswick. Lashia of Plumborough from Mom, Dad, and family. Bailey of St. Augustine, Florida from Mom, Dad, Cassie, Grace, and Cameron. Charlie. And happy anniversary to Casey and Cindy. On the 20th, happy birthday to Millie. On the 21st, Mary Kate of Squirrel Hill. From Jim, Carla, Jimmy, Sarah, Rebecca, Abigail, Samantha, Chris, and Jen. Tyler of Charlotte, North Carolina. From Mom, Dad, Caitlin, and Mason. Kara of Butler. From Nathan, Dad, Tim, and Marianne. Belly of Florida, Reet of Morningside from Mom and Dad, Gabe from Mom, Dad, and Simon, Christina from James and Hannah, and Franny and Ray have an anniversary on the 21st. Finally, on the 22nd, Melanie from husband John and son John Henry, Bub of Freedom from wife Becky Bub, and Sarah and Annie Bub, Brian of Mount Lebanon from Sue, Kurt, and Daniel, Laura from Brian, and Christian of Allison Park from Mom, Dad, Brothers, .org. Scrolling down. Send birthdays to us by going to slbradio.org. Scrolling down to the bottom. If you go to slbradio.org/radio, scroll down to the bottom and you'll see the birthday link. And you can add as many birthdays as you would like, include the birthday person's postal address, and they will receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Asbestos. My father's name was Estes. And I don't know if that messed us up or what it did. My brother was working at the boiler. Was glad he wasn't working as an oiler. Then my sister went and lit a match, and up is where they went. They went up, 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 like a guy on a rocket. Up, 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 keep your luck, don't lock it. Up, 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 put your finger in the socket. Don't you know that's a jack? And that just leave me with my cousins. You know I've got them by the dozens. But they brought home a bomb and they didn't act calm. Nope, is where they went. Now everything's satisfactory. Got a swing shift at a big factory. I keep cutting, I just keep strutting. Cause up is where I'm going. Up, up, up. Push the elevator button. Up, up, up. Like Superman's cousin. Up, up, up. Propelling, hell, I'm buzzing. Don't you know that's up, Chuck? Do you love me, baby? Do you love me, baby?